you know, it's always better to have more conversation, more community engagement. But after actually doing that and trying to be involved in that over the last few years, you also find out that until you hit some hot button, nobody wants to, whatever the hot button is, nobody really wants to come up and talk, because there's so many things bearing down in life. So you have to actively work to draw people out and do that. And Dr. Suggs tried to do that this year for himself and for the board, in having these community conversations in different places. And some of those worked really well, and some of them worked not as well. And it wasn't because any of them were done any differently. It's because unless somebody felt they had a hot issue, it's hard to take away that time. So you have to do it on purpose, and I think you're going to have to do it with enough regularity that people are comfortable and know that it is a conversation and it's not just another here's what we're going to do next type situation.
With the school desegregation funds from the 1989 lawsuit coming to an end in a few years, do you think that the issues those funds were intended to address have been resolved? Do you think that race is still a factor that's playing out in the district? And if so, how?
You know, race is always going to be some level of a factor. I see lots of hopeful signs, mostly with kids. We adults get pretty set in our ways and our opinions about things. But the students, I see students, and it is not an issue to them. And so I have lots of hope in that area. We've seen in lots of things that they've brought to the board in the last couple of months. Socioeconomics are a bigger driver even than race when it comes to students getting what they need. And yes, I know that those things are tied very closely together in our community in particular. But what we have to work on there is to continue to track and to do that. We, you know, everybody talks about achievement gaps, and they still exist. They are, you know, as we have discussions, we enjoy looking at all the bad, but there have been significant reductions in the differential that was there, achievement gap, as people like to say.
What are some of the challenges that the board has faced working well as a group? Is there anything you'd like to see the board do better in the future?
Well, we've talked about some of these things. It's very difficult that you get something on the agenda meeting. Board members really aren't supposed to chat it up when we're not in board meetings, because we're supposed to do business in the public eye. And then when you get in the public eye and now you have to make a decision and you have to defend your position and all of that, it makes for difficult working situations a lot of times. So if we can have more of the smaller conversations that are offline, so to speak, they're still public, but I mean, they're not in public where you're about to vote and you have to defend yourself, that we can have a conversation and have ideas and talk through that idea and say, that's really not such a great idea, and then move on to the next one. Boards don't typically have that opportunity, and so what we've been talking about is that we have to create those opportunities for us so that we can talk through and get all that out of our system, so to speak, before we get to the point where we're ready to vote on big things.
So why do you want to be on the school board?
Both my daughters have went through this district and had very good experiences, came in very well prepared. One went to U of A and one is finishing up here at UALR. They both came in very well prepared. And That was a good thing. We enjoyed, my wife and I enjoyed our time volunteering through PTA, through Odyssey of the Mind. I coached Odyssey of the Mind once upon a time and did a lot of those other things. We enjoyed that. That was, to us, a good outlet to give back to the community, to thank the city of Little Rock for giving our children a good education. And one thing that always seemed to bother me is that we always had, all the negative comments seemed to drive the conversation. And there were so many good things that were happening that needed to be there. Now, as I learn more about it, I know that those good things are not in every corner of the city, and we've got to work very hard to make sure that they get into every corner of the city and every child has the same opportunities. But there's so many good things that are happening that need to be replicated in lots of places.